Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast, Episode 13. At grabe, sobrang excited ako for my guest. I've been waiting for this guest since December. I've been booking this special guest, pero ang hirap niyang ihanap ng booking. But now I'm so excited that pumayag na siya. And grabe, I'm so blessed. And before that, I'd like you to please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my special guest, my ex-girlfriend, my dear wife, Weng Serrano.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Sige, bumati ka muna. Yung aking ex-girlfriend.
Paano ba bumate? Hello, everyone. Yun lang. And hi to you.
Kahit ano. Kahit anong bate. O, di ba tingin mo sila yung mga listeners ng Bukasyon Podcast?
I know. Hello, everyone.
So, grabe, December pa ito po namin pinag-uusapan. Pero, grabe, hindi magtagpo yung schedule namin kahit magkasama kami dito sa bahay. But I'm really excited to be with her. And syempre pinag-uusapan natin about the four callings, the four stages of life. At priesthood life, religious life, married life, single blessedness. And today, grabe, pag-uusapan namin yung aming relationship. Ano, alam niyo ba, this year will be turning 21 years together.
Biruin mo yun.
Oh, di ba? So excited ka ba, Mi?
Oh, well, every day is...
Oh, wow.
Full of surprises. And one of these is ito.
Amen. Yes, nakakaya, alam niyo yun, parang ngayon ko lang na-feel that how I say this with J. Paul Hernandez and Viv. Pag gine-guess niya si Viv, parang grabe, iba pala yung feeling when you have your special loved one. So, ngayon, pag-usapan natin, pagkwentuhan natin, paano ba kami nagkakilala? So, ako muna.
At least I have my time, di ba, to explain.
So, gaya ng nagkukwento ko lagi, I've been in the seminary for 7 years. Then after that, I took a regency, 2 years regency. Tapos I was about to be back noong mga panahon na yun. I had a different story. So nag-work ako sa isang fast food chain as a manager. I worked in a fast food chain. Tapos dati hindi kami magkasama talaga sa store. I was about to be back. Pero nalipat siya sa store namin for a very short time. Actually, short time lang yun, di ba? Hindi naman yun matagal, supposedly.
Yes. Temporary lang yun. Because parang nag-leave yata yung ka-counterpart ko na position dun sa store nyo. So, I have to double shift for 2 stores.
So... grabe. So, yun, no? Tapos, pabalik na siya ng store. So, natatapos na yung 2 years ko outside. Tapos, pabalik na siya ng... kailangan niya na bumalik sa store. But, I liked her. By the way, magbarkada kami. When I met her, we were in our own... to each his own. To each her own. Ng kanyang relationship. She had a boyfriend during that time. And I had a girlfriend during that time. pero during that time, para ako kasing baboy na pinawalan sa koral. Pogim-pogi ako sa sarili ko during that time. At alam nyo, I'm going to different relationships. Tapos alam niya, aware siya kasi nga magkasama kami, magbarkada kami. Tapos gustong-gusto ko siya. Kaya lang nga, no, we used to go out. Tapos hindi ko naman siya sa kanya masabi kasi feeling ko hindi siya naniniwala. Hindi ka naniniwala. Pero alam, do you feel that na gusto ka ta dati?
Hindi. Kasi I've seen him flirting around. So, minsan nga, ano eh, ako pa ang bridge, diba? So, parang, I just took it as parkada. Ayun.
Actually, inuutangan ko pa nga. May utang ako sa kanya, no? So inuutangan ko siya. But,
parang di kita nasingil doon.
Uy, nagbayad ako doon. Hindi ako na... Umuutang ako pero nagbabayad
ako. Well, hindi ko nga matandaan eh.
Hindi naalala mo, nagpupunta pa tayo sa, ano, sa, kay Randy Santiago. Yung, ano nga yun, yung, umuutang ko na yung,
Rats Keys.
Oh, di ba, sa Tomas Morato.
Grabe kasi sa mga, during that time, yun ang uso eh, parang nightlife.
Correct.
Hindi naman yung disco era.
Grabe,
hindi na yun.
Grabe, yung disco sa mamahala tayong age natin, dalo.
Hindi nga disco era eh. Mas ano naman, mas recent naman yung sa atin. Kasi during that time, uso yung mga bar, going out, hanging out with friends.
Tama, no?
With friends, not as a couple. So parang that time, uso yung talagang bar hopping.
Mm. O tapos, o yun, magkabarkada kami. Tapos, there was a point in time that I gusto ko na sa kanyang sabihin. Ang dami kong tulay. Grabe, ang dami kong mga kinakausap. Ang dami kong mga kinukwentuhan na, sige, pwede niyo ba akong ilapit? Da, ganyan. Tapos, I remembered.
Eh, teka, to make the story clear.
Oh, sige.
During that time, pareho na tayong we're out of our own
relationships. Tama. Parang ikaw lang yun.
Ayaw ko sa'yo.
You were sad during those times.
Parang double. Dalawa yata girlfriend. Hindi, ang pagkakaalam ko, wala ka ng girlfriend noon. Yun ang alam ko. Malay ko. Oh. Baka revelation ngayon.
Okay. Hindi. So, during that time, shaky yung relationship ko. I was in and out of the relationship. And alam mo yun, parang tapos kung san yung, wala akong direction. Tapos iniisip ko, babalik pa ako ng seminary kasi magpapari nga. Kung ganun yung iniisip ko. So, but it was out of the reason. I remembered, lumapit ako sa isang friend natin na iset up tayong dalawa. Mag-meet tayo, di ba? Mag-meet tayo sa isang, I remembered sa Malabon yun. Tapos iba pa nga ako ng pagkakasabi ng bar. Blue and red. Eh, yung palang
gold.
That's blue and gold. Tapos, sobrang tuwa talaga ako, no? Kasi nakasama ko siya. So, naging bridge yung aming kaibigan, ng kumare, na si Jing. Tapos, talagang sobrang tuwa ako. Tapos, bumabagyo pa nun. Tapos, ito yung turning point. Ito yung pinaka-turning point talaga. So, lagi ko na siyang inihahatid dun sa bahay nila, no? Kasi I was living in Navotas. You know Navotas? So I was living in Navotas and she's living in Valenzuela. We were assigned both in stores in Valenzuela. Tapos, bumabagyo. I had to close the store. Eh, sa Valenzuela, nung during that time, bumabaha. Sobrang lalim magbaha. Ano, hanggang bewang lampas tao. So ganun yung ano. So inihatid ko siya. Tapos ako, babalik na lang ako ng store. Doon ako sana matutulog. Tapos buti lang hindi pala ako doon natulog kasi pinasok ng baha yung store, as in bahang-baha. Tapos, so I had no choice. I had to sleep over their house. Pinilit niya ako eh.
Excuse me. Pinilit ka ng nanay ko na doon na mag-sleep.
So, pinilit ako ng nanay mo. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi nung makita yung nanay niya, kasi syempre, hindi ko pa naman biyanan siya nung nag-uusap, while we were having that. Nung makita ng nanay niya ako, nakita ko agad yung ningning sa mata ng nanay niya. Sabi niya, shock, sabi niya, ano to? Sayang to. Sayang ang lahiin to. Hindi ko napapakawalan to. Pinagluto ako ng nanay niya ng adobo. Right there and then, ha? Talaga nagluto siya. Tapos kumain kami. Tapos natulog ako sa bahay nila, sa kwarto nila. Tapos hindi niya na ako pinaalis. So, anong refute mo yan? Anong rebattal mo doon?
sala ka lang natulog, no? Sa kwarto.
Sa kwarto ako natulog, kasama ko yung si Aris nun.
Mm.
Kala mo hindi mo matitinay sa akin. Ang bedsheet ko dati ay Hello Kitty. Kulay pink. Kala mo, alam na alam ko pa yon. So, kulay pink na Hello Kitty nun. And then, the rest is history. Tapos, alam niyo, we've been together for a year, no? We've been together for a year. We became a couple in 1 year. Tapos, we decided to, after a year, tama, no? We decided to, kasi pinilit mo na ako eh.
Hindi mo naman kinuwento kung paano kita sinagot eh.
Ay, oo nga, no? Sige, paano?
Parang namang ako pa yung naghabol sa'yo talaga eh.
Paano ba? Sige, ikaw nga magkwento.
Ikaw,
ang natatandaan ko, sa text mo ako sinagot.
Ano sa text? Sino ka text mo nun?
Kasi, pauwi na ako ng Navotas nun. Pasakay na ako ng...
Ano ka ba? Ka sa umbrella?
Sa?
Umbrella.
Kasi ganito
sino
yun.
Sino yung sumagot sa text?
Ganito kasi yun. Sige, ganito yun. Bago nun, bumabagyo kasi. Yun nga, hinatid ko siya. Tapos, syempre, yung umbrella, ang lit-lit lang. Tapos, pinapayungan ko siya. Sabi ko sa kanya, okay lang ba kung sabihin ko sa iyo na gusto kita? Ang cheesy.
Ikaw lang yata kinikilig.
Tapos, ano, nakita ko kilig na kilig siya eh. Nakita ko kilig na kilig siya. Tapos, nung sinabi niya, okay lang. Okay, sabi ko sa kanya, okay lang ba ako manligaw sa kanya? Ganyan, so... hindi mo pa naman ako sinasagot noon, nung mga time na yun. Tapos inakbayan ko siya. Hindi siya umindi.
Pogi mo, no?
Pogi ko, di ba? So, ayun. Tapos ikaw, paano mo ako sinagot? Sige nga, sa version mo.
Para hindi ko na matandaan. Basta naaalala ko talaga during the raining. It was raining. Tapos we shared the
umbrella.
One umbrella.
Sineta po talaga yung maliit na umbrella, dinala mo eh.
Para ka mabasakan. So, tapos yun na. The rest is history. Tapos we've been together na for a year.
Tapos we decided to get married. Di ba?
Nabudol mo.
di ba? Parang sinabi ko sa kanya, ano mo, alam mo, yung magandang buhay, wala ako niyan. Pero yung magandang lahi, yan ang mabibigay ko. So, after that, so, ang hirap din ang naging journey namin kasi parang we were both working in Jollibee. No? We were both working in Jollibee as managers. Just imagine, we had to struggle with the ating schedules, diba? Kasi there are times that magkaiba yung schedule namin, opposite, opening siya, ako naman, closing ako. So, uuwi siya at gigising pala. Paano bang sistema natin?
Tapos ikaw, you have to be transferred to Caloocan kasi hindi nga pwede na masyadong magkalapit yung mag-asawa
store.
Sa store.
Bawal magkasama.
So, syempre may ano pa rin yan. May clause na...
Hindi, ang hirap kasi ng schedule natin before na parang opening.
Ako, I love opening shift.
Oh, siya gusto niya opening shift.
Morning person kasi ako at that time.
Kaso ako, wala akong choice.
Tapos,
lagi
I do my work beyond my end of shift. So, kaya mas gusto ko yun. Mm. Kasi yung naghahabol madaling araw to finish all the work. Ikaw naman, kailangan mo ng evening.
Mm.
Kasi kaysa naman yung mga babae na nag-evening shift.
Tama. No? So, ang hirap din. No? So, minsan hindi kami nagkikita. Nagkikita lang kami sa kama. Gigising siya, tulog pa ako. Aalis naman ako. Ay, dadating siya, wala na ako. So, it was our routine. No? Iyon yung naging routine namin. Hanggang sa, ayan, nagkaroon kami ng first baby. Noong ulan, hindi kami nagkaroon ng baby agad. Eh, kasi, ano ba yung reason?
Medyo stressful kasi yung work.
Stressful
so,
yung work.
So, when we consulted, yung OB ko, sabi niya, take some time off or baka, medyo stressful nga kasi. Mm-hmm. Tapos physically, draining ang pagiging restaurant manager.
Right.
Lagi ka nakatayo. So, back pains.
Tama.
So, yun, long hours. And the minimum hour that we render to our stores, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. 12 hours. Oh,
but kadalasan talaga 16 hours. Correct, lalo correct. Na kung opening ka, minsan, kadalasan, hindi mo na napupunan na, ay, 9 o'clock na pala. Mm.
Or hindi dumating yung kasama mo na shift, the next shift.
Karelyebo mo.
So, yun yung mahirap.
So, you have to extend pa.
Correct, correct. So, I guess those were the happiest days that we had kasi nagtulong kami talaga. Alam niyo nagpakasal nga kami ano eh grabe no, alala mo yun nung nagpakasal tayo, nag-ipon talaga tayo.
Originally we planned to get married July kasi before talagang June bride. Eh kaso na-aksidente ko noon, di ba? Natatandaan mo yung sa monumento ng
bumili tayo ng rack.
Hindi pa to ha. kitchen shelves. Tawag dito nabundol ako. So kailangan makast yung left leg ko. So medyo na delay. So, kaya we moved it in December. And blessing naman kasi December 8 was a good date.
Amen.
Yeah, it's Immaculate Conception date.
Amen.
So parang mas meaningful saka mas okay siya kasi at least mas na-prepare natin everything from our salary monthly. So maghuhulog sa wedding gown, sa entourage gown, sa souvenirs, invitation and everything.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us, as in kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Naalala ko noon, no? Talagang we really set aside sa sweldo natin. We really set aside something for sa yun nga sa mga damit natin, damit mo, tapos at another one for the invitations, tapos another one we set aside for
and some of our relatives helped us.
Correct
yes, yung wedding ring natin, so it was sponsored by Ate Lynn. Tapos na doble pa ngayon yung bouquet kasi two of our ninangs gifted us. Yung floral arrangement sa church at saka yung sa entourage.
Saka si tatay nun. Nag-send siya ng pera.
And tatay, dahil hindi siya makaka-uwi. So, nagbigay siya sa atin as gift. And si Lolo yung naghatid sa atin.
Correct.
So, I grew up with my grandparents too. Kasi for a long time, OFW si tatay. So, and nanay went home to province.
Yeah. So, ganun yung naging takbo ng story namin. Tapos, hindi kami nagkaroon ng anak agad. After what?
A year and a half. A year and a half.
A year and a half. Tsaka lang kami nagka-baby. So, si Kim, our first baby. So, sobrang excited. Talagang, tapos, during that time, yun yung time na napaka-promote ko lang sa, I was transferred sa Jollibee, sa ibang store. I got promoted. And then I got pirated by another company. So I was pirated by another company. Talagang we decided on it kasi nung nag-decide kami kasi for greener pastures kasi maganda yung offer, maganda.
But it wasn't easy kasi that time bumukod din tayo.
Tama.
So and the story of yung employment mo, there was a time na naging unemployed ka and you have to be the mother and father when I was working in Jollibee.
Magandang story na gusto kong balikan, no? Kasi after ko mapirate sa isang company, tapos I was included in the retrenchment. One day may parating nun si Tatay Raul, tanda-tanda ko kasi we were about to meet him, tapos nag half day ako, but I was asked to have a closed door meeting with my boss. Tapos sinabi niya sa akin na last day ko na, I was included in the retrenchment, no? Tapos kapapanganak pa lang nun kay Kelly, natatandaan ko, no, si kapapanganak lang ni Kelly noon, so parang, alam niyo, we were expecting something better, something good in our family. Pero, tapos ito nga yung nangyari. Pag uwi ko, no, surprise, no, wala na akong work, wala na akong trabaho. So, tapos nun, yun, sabi ni, binanggit nga ni Weng na I had to, wala akong work for 2 years. Parang naging jinx sa akin yung pagkaka-retrench niya. And si Weng, she has to, hindi pa tapos yung kanyang maternity leave. Kailangan mo na, ano, naalala ko nun, kailangan mo nang pumasok agad. Kasi, kasi wala nga tayong source of income because after I, me, having no work, di ba? And, yun yung pinakamahirap na part namin. Nung makita ko yun na siya na yung nag-work, so nag-work si Weng, ang hirap nung time na yun. Kasi, syempre, wala akong way to help her or to augment our source of income. So, grabe, naalala ko nun, sobra, kapopromote lang din niya nun. Tapos, naalala ko nun, uwi ka, pagod na pagod. No? Like, you stay like 14 hours in the store or 16 hours.
Well, restaurant managers can relate to what I'm saying, nakala mo naman OFW, umalis sa bansa. Mm. Pero, kapag kasi nandun ka sa fast food industry, it seems like yung pahinga mo lang talaga is, yun lang yung pag-uwi mo sa bahay, tulog lang.
Mm. Correct, correct.
So, I didn't have the chance to play with the kids kasi nga, sobrang pagod.
Tama, and tama.
You have to reserve your time para naman matulog ka.
Mm. Naalala ko na, no? Binibisita ka namin ng mga bata. Sundays, you cannot even join us sa mass. But bibisitahin ka namin sa store, pinapakain lang niya kami, tapos aalis na naman kami.
Yes. Tapos, kaya given the chance na mag-resign ako at magkaroon kami ng sariling business, we took it as a blessing para, ano yun, handle namin yung time namin. And both take care of the kids. Na pareho kaming present dun sa mga bata.
Mm. Yeah, but those were the difficult times nung kami magkasama, nung nangyari yun. But those were the times also that, we had to live up to what we have. Yun lang yung pwede naming, hindi kami pwedeng mag-spend ng more than we can ever have. So, kaya kailangan talagang tipid na tipid talaga kami. Nung,
and then, before, just looking back, dahil narinig ko yung kailangan tipid na tipid. Mm-hmm. Nung wala tayong anak, we didn't thought about saving money.
Tama.
Before, kasi pareho naman kaming
nag-work.
Well, hindi na decent earning, di ba? Parang hindi naman ganun kalaki, pero hindi rin naman ganun kakulang. So, then we realized, nung medyo lumalaki na yung family, dun lang kami nagkaroon ng parang, kailangan pala, tipid-tipid din, ipon.
Tama.
That's when the time na nagkaroon na ng parang mindset natin is to go for a business para magkaipon ng for the future. Kasi doon na pumasok yung tuition. Kasi nung mga baby pa, ang concern mo pa lang is
Gatas,
diaper. And then came schooling. So, ito na pala yun.
Pero hindi pa yan. Before that, during those times, sa 2 years na wala akong work, I had no choice but to go abroad. Ito yung pinaka-difficult moment. I'd like to hear gusto yung kanyang side kasi yung kanyang side of her story. Kasi ito yung side ng story ko na nung umalis ako, talagang ang hirap. No? Wala akong choice na kasi wala nga akong work. So, I had to...
And that time, kaya tayo nagkasundo na mag-abroad ka, is syempre yung salary offer at that time, mataas. Kasi because of the dollar rate at that time was 52. Pero after that long journey mo doon sa abroad, parang bumababa na to 30.
Correct.
So parang naisip ko, not worth naman na yung pagstay. Hindi naman tumaas yung dollar doon na sweldo niya. Just the dollar exchange yung bumaba.
Hindi, tsaka isang factor din doon kasi 2 years lang yung contract. Every year, uuwi din ako. Di ba? So yun yung naisip natin. Pero I never realized, on my side, sa side ko to, on my side, na-realize ko, hindi pala ganun kadali yung struggle ng homesickness. Every Friday, kasi yung Friday is considered like Sunday here in the Philippines. Yun lang yung time na
nakakapag-chat kami. Every time mo lang walang Facebook.
Wala. Ano lang nun, Skype lang yun. Nung during
YM.
YM, tama. So, nag-YM lang kami, tapos...
Yahoo Messenger.
Grabe itong ibig sabihin, walang, yung tanda na natin.
Skype. Video sa Skype, pero Skype sobrang...
Skype or YM, tama.
Sobrang choppy ng connection right at that time.
So, ang hirap, no? Parang sobrang misa-mismo sila. Ako, honestly, talaga every day, umiiyak ako talaga. And there are times that I would call her, tawag ako sa kanya, umiiyak ako, nag-struggle
ako.
And
I also grew up with my father... working abroad. Mm-hmm. Parang pinanganak na yata ako nasa abroad na si tatay. So, parang na-realize ko, parang hindi ko...
Hindi na stranger sa'yo yung...
Well, hindi na bago. Pero I don't want my kids to grow up na absent yung father nila during their growing years.
At ang hirap to, kasi parang nalalala ko noong una kong uwi.
Hindi ka kilala ni Kelly.
Oo, hindi ako kilala ni Kelly. Parang ayaw sumama sa akin ni Kelly.
Umalis ka noon, 1 year old siya.
2 years old si Kim.
Tapos, bumalik ka,
two na siya.
So, parang, nung kinandong mo siya, it was so
magtutu
vivid.
Magtutu siya, tama. Magtutu
siya. Ayaw niyan sumama sa'yo. Umiiyak siya.
Tama, tama. So, ang hirap.
Kahit nasabihin mong pinapakita lagi yung picture.
Right.
Pero sa kanya, stranger pa rin yun.
Tama, tama. So, kahit naalala ko nga, no, nung unang gabi na nandito ako, parang pinapaalis siya pa ako sa tabi mo, eh, no? Ayaw niya akong lumapit sa'yo. So, well, OFWs can resonate on this story kasi gano'n naman talaga yung experience.
Well, okay lang naman kung mababa yung sweldo. Pero yung kasing looking on a long-term side, parang hindi ko rin nakikita na madadala mo kami doon knowing na ito sa Middle East country. So parang in-open up ko sa'yo na parang hindi worth it na mag-stay ka dyan.
Tama. So yun. Nag-uusap din kami kasi matatapos na yung contract ko noon.
Tapos
so,
you are... yung cost of living mo doon, nahati pa yung sweldo, tapos cost of living ko dito. So, feeling ko mas makakatipid pa kung magkasama. At least magkasama pa kahit nasabihin mo na sapat lang.
Right. And then I decided to, we both decided na uuwi na.
And I went back to Jollibee.
Correct. Bumalik na naman siya sa work. Kasi I was trying to find a way na makaalis ulit or makahanap ng ibang work. So, I had to find some jobs, no, side jobs. So, yung gano'n ang ginawa ko. But eventually, no, we decided then, dun yung time naman na nagkaroon siya ng miscarriage during the time in Jollibee, nung bumalik siya sa work. Ayan, kasi sobrang...
That was my first miscarriage.
Mas stressful kasi yung work mo nung time na yun kasi medyo mataas na yung position mo. That's why it's very...
And hindi ganun kadami ang manager at that time. Kasi ang Jollibee at that time were opening so many stores.
Mm-hmm.
So parang pull out ng manager at that time. Though they are hiring, kaya lang syempre yung mga kasama mong sanay na, napu-pull out and then you were left to train another new one.
Right.
So parang feeling mo, syempre, you're training at the same time and then left without a manager to endorse your job to.
Right.
So parang sobrang double shifting na.
Yeah, so yun. After that, nagkaroon siya ng miscarriage. So tapos, it was really a painful experience. So,
and at that time, meron na tayong internet.
May business na tayo nun. So our first business, yung unang talagang idea of our own, yung internet cafe. So we had our business. Tapos she had miscarriage. Tapos talagang napakasakit talaga noon. No? And then, paano ba nangyari? After noon?
I decided to resign.
Nag-resign ka. Tapos?
Para makatulong na rin doon sa business.
Right.
That's the time when I learned to do graphic designing. Kasi nga kakanood sa YouTube,
right,
kakaaral. So doon nag-umpisa rin naman yung birth of our invitations.
Right, yung printing namin.
Printing.
So, yun. And then, after that, she got pregnant again. Tapos, unfortunately, no, she had another miscarriage siya naman. So, naalala ko noon yung, hindi ko makalimutan to, May, yung time, yung moment
story
na kasama natin yung mga bata, di ba? Yung mga bata. And kasama ko yung mga bata sa, during her checkup, nalaman namin na wala ng heartbeat yung baby.
7 lang yata si Kelly noon at that time.
Hindi lang. I think she was, tama, 6 years old. Mga ganun, 6 or 7, mga time na yun. So, sabi namin sa, sinabi ko sa mga bata, na sabi ng doctor, wala na raw heartbeat yung baby. So, And I saw my daughters, they were really crying along the hallway.
Kelly, so innocent na sinabi niya sa atin na, edi, bilan mo ng heart, pa-repair daw sa hospital yung heart. Or, akala niya battery
bili lang. Bili ng battery, parang sinasabi niya. Bili na lang daw ng battery yung baby para may heart. So, again, another painful experience.
Thank you mga ka-open-minded for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.